Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service, and the full recording can be found on our Facebook page. The readings are taken from Psalm 139, verses 13 to 18, and verse 23 and 24, and is followed by Luke chapter 5 from verse 1. The talk this morning is from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, and continues our series, Fit for Purpose. This week, it's about knowing your shape.
The first reading is taken from Psalm 139, verses 13 to 18, and then verses 23 to 24. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. And verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is the word of the Lord.
I'm reading from Luke chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Jesus calls his first disciples. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding round him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Pull out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. This is the word of the Lord.
Now, my name is Fabian. If you don't know me, I'm the vicar of St. James. But many of you may have heard that for the last 2 weeks, the whole family has been struggling with COVID. And I would like to say a big thank you for all your prayers and your messages of comfort. I'm now starting feeling a little bit better, regaining my energy, but I still unfortunately have to self-isolate. So today you will have me on the screen. I also want to take this opportunity to say a big thank you to Dave, who had to pick up quite a lot of responsibilities and who led a wonderful Ash Wednesday service this week. So Dave, well done. We are continuing our series on Fit for Purpose, and last week Dave explored the story of Gideon, an ordinary guy through whom God was going to do extraordinary things. Gideon didn't feel particularly special or was specially prepared for what was to come, but God thought quite differently. God knew Gideon and saw beyond the obvious. Similarly, God knows you and has been involved in designing you even before you were born. He has shaped you, He has designed you in a unique way to make a difference where you live right now, in your family, in your neighborhood, at work, among your friends, in your community, or in your local church. God knows you and God loves you. And God did not make a mistake in shaping you the way you are. So this morning, we're going to explore that. Fit for purpose, knowing your shape. Our New Testament reading relates the transformational encounter between Jesus and Peter. Jesus foresees that this impulsive fisherman will one day become the rock on which the early church was to be built. The story is found in all Gospels, but it's really in Luke that we get a little bit of more insight to his call. There we learn that Peter is a fisherman and that Jesus met Peter on the shore of a lake. Peter and his brother Andrew were washing their nets after a long and fruitful night at sea. But Jesus asked Peter if he could climb in his boat and push it out a little way from the shore. Jesus then sat down and taught the crowds. From Luke we learn that Peter had already experienced Jesus' power with the healing of his mother-in-law, and now he was experiencing Jesus' powerful teaching. And at the end of it, Jesus asked Peter to sail into deeper water and let down his nets for a catch. Now, no fisherman in their right mind would ever attempt to catch fish in daytime, particularly after an unsuccessful night. But Peter responded to Jesus' invitation by saying, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." Now, what happened next is nothing short of a miracle. They caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break, and they signaled to another boat to come and help. Both boats were full to the brim with fish. The sight of this amazing catch of fish, something happened in Peter's heart. Dread and fear gripped him, and he said to Jesus, "Leave me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." But Jesus replied, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching fish." Luke, in his gospel, helps us to understand that Peter's decision to follow Jesus was part of a process. He first saw Jesus healing his mother-in-law in his house. Then he heard Jesus' teaching and must have been impressed with his authority. Finally, Peter witnessed Jesus' power over nature. And then, faced with Jesus' uniqueness and godliness, Peter becomes aware of his own brokenness. But Jesus reassures him, saying, "Don't be afraid." The call of Peter reminds us that God is always the one who takes the initiative. He comes to you and invites you to share in his work. He says to you this morning, come and follow me. I'm trustworthy. I'm able. I am kind. I am gentle. I won't let you down. Will you trust me? God would say to you, I have made you. I know you better than you know yourself. I did not make mistakes. I have shaped you and called you for a purpose. To Peter, Jesus said, from now on, you will be catching people for God. And Peter responded by becoming his apprentice. Later he will say to Peter, I tell you that you are Peter. You are a rock. And on you, on that rock, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I wonder what God has been saying, is saying, or will be saying to you. What kind of from now on you will has applied to you in the past and might apply to you in the future. Peter was ready to take the next step because by now he had seen Jesus heal. He had heard Jesus teach. He had experienced Jesus' authority over the natural world. He had faced his own broken reality. He had heard Jesus' words of love and encouragement. Don't be afraid. What other things God has already shown you? What have you learned along the way? Remind yourself of his goodness and faithfulness in the past and renew your commitment to follow him. Don't be afraid. God is with you. And so in Psalm 139, we are reminded that God knows us better than we know ourselves, and that we can trust his guidance. He has shaped us and continues to shape us for a purpose. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Your eyes so my unformed body, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts. God has shaped you and me in a wonderful way, and he will continue to shape us as we learn to trust in him, to follow his guidance, to respond to his promptings, and to live within his teaching. His ultimate purpose is for you to become more and more like Christ. And that means to express the unique humanity, to express your unique purpose as a man or a woman made in the image of God and called to reflect his character in your day and age, among those God has placed you with, a school, a work, family, community and church. Now, in his book, Shape, the author Eric Ries challenges us to think deeply about our personal makeup and to discover our God shape, so to speak. So the S in shape is for spiritual gifts, special abilities that God has given you to share his love, serve others and build his people. And if you go through the main passages that speaks about spiritual gifts, you come up with quite a list of gifts that God give his church to build the church, to build one another, and to serve him in the world. Just a few here. Administration, apostleship, or being sent out, starting something new, like a church plant. Discerning, encouraging, evangelism, faith, someone who sees beyond the obvious and trusts that God is able to do it, giving generously, healing, helping, hospitality, speaking in tongues, interpreting tongues, knowledge, having that supernatural, sometimes revelation from God, an insight in a situation or in a person, love of scripture, leadership, showing mercy, acts of wonders, pastoring, prophecy, offering message of comfort and encouragement and guidance, sometimes really warning, teaching, wisdom. Every Christian has received spiritual gift for the blessing of his church. H for heart. This is about passion and the emotional heartbeat. What are the things you really care about? Maybe to discover that, some helpful questions are: what do you think about when you wake up in the morning? What changes do you want to see in the world or in your community? What do you feel passionate about? What do you want to champion? The author Larry Crabb says, the core problem is not that we are too passionate about bad things, but that we are not passionate about good things. So is there a particular issue that makes your heart beat? Parenting, environment, mental health, poverty, education, compulsive behaviors issues, marriage and family issues, homelessness, whatever it is, that is your heart, your passion, something you care deeply about. So it is good to ask yourself, what pursuit would release that passion in my life for God? What God-centered dreams can I identify that have been maybe buried in my life? So S for spiritual gifts, H for heart, and A for abilities. Those are the natural abilities that you excel at and love doing. Abilities and natural talents. Those are the things you were born with. Some have natural abilities with words. Some have athletic abilities. Others are good at math, art, music, science, mechanics, practical work. Some like to reason and think, and others are more people-orientated or doers. All your abilities come from God. Because your natural abilities are from God, they are as important as your spiritual gifts. Throughout scripture, you can see how God used myriads of abilities and talents to accomplish his purposes. Artistic abilities, architectural skills, administration, boat making, tent making, debating, designing, embroidering, farming, fishing, gardening, leading, managing, making music, planting, inventing, carpentering, sailing, selling, being a soldier, teaching, writing. There is a place where your abilities can shine and you can make a difference. God does not waste abilities. He matches your calling and your abilities. So, S for spiritual gifts, H for heart, A for abilities, P for personalities. Your personality type is part of God's design. Embrace it and express it for his glory. Now, some are introverts, others are extroverts. Some love routine and others love variety. Some are thinkers and others are feelers. Some people are outgoing, others are more reserved. Some easily express what they think, others prefer to keep their thoughts to themselves. Some are competitive, others are more cooperative. Some like to take high risks, others prefer to be cautious. Some thrive with project management, others are more people-orientated. Some like to follow, and some like to lead. Embrace your personality and express it for God's glory. S for spiritual gifts, H for heart, A for abilities, P for personalities, and E for experiences. By God's grace, you have acquired many personal, relational, educational, spiritual, and vocational experiences, and they all inform and strengthen your purpose. In determining your shape for serving God, you may want to reflect on 6 kinds of experiences from your past. Family experiences. What did you learn growing up in your family? Educational experiences. What were your favorite subjects in school? How has it informed you or is informing what you do today? Vocational experiences. What jobs have you been most effective in and enjoyed most? Spiritual experiences. What have been your most meaningful times with God? Ministry experiences. How have you served God in the past? And how are you serving Him in the present? Painful experiences. What problems, hurts, thorns, and trials have you had to face through your life? And what have you learned along the way? I don't know if you like me, but often I would like to hide the pains, the hurts, the trials, the challenges that I had in the past. But you see, God never wastes a hurt. And sometimes the greatest service we can give to others comes from some of those hurts, some of those challenges, some of those trials that we went through and we saw God in it. God's goodness and God's kindness, God's strength, God's love. God can and wants to transform our painful experiences into gifts to others. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. God has given you spiritual gifts, a beating heart, amazing abilities, a wonderful and unique personality, and distinctive experiences. God wants you to understand your unique shape and, like Peter, to generously respond to his invitation to come and follow him just as you are. For only you can be you. The psalm we read finishes with the following prayer, which you can make your own. Investigate my life, O God. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I am about. See for yourself whether I have taken any wrong turns. Then guide me on the road to eternal life. Have a great Sunday. God bless and see you next week.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.